Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Whenever you hear about kids vaping, it's usually bad news. But for once, there's some good news. Let's check in with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, numbers of kids vaping going down. Is that true?
Yeah, totally exciting news. You know, pre-pandemic, this was one of the biggest issues that parents needed to have on their radar screen, about high school kids vaping. And the study just came out looking at numbers, and the government reported numbers are down, which is really exciting. In the survey, about 10% of high school students said that they had used electronic cigarettes in the previous month, and that was down from about 14% from the previous year.
You know, Jenna, it's just surprising to me that this is happening, because I feel like it's become more prevalent than ever among some adults, and the flavors are such a big deal that's out there. Did kids just all of a sudden get smarter? What happened?
Yeah, there are a few reasons why. So one of the reasons is that they did cut back on that tobacco-flavored e-cigarettes. Like, the flavors were curtailed by the government, and they made it illegal to produce these. So, you know, the big names, all of the flavors like gummy bear or watermelon, those are in the country, and they're illegal. So the cheap disposable devices were imported from China, and the FDA is now considering these illegal and have tried to eradicate those from the shelves.
Oh, so once they're gone, really? Okay, what else?
The FDA has made it really difficult for people under the age of 21 to buy e-cigarettes, and they've been trying to promote that among small businesses that sell these. So the numbers of kids that have access to this have definitely gone down.
You know, usually you hear a lot of bad stuff about the media and the news, but I think one of the best things that the news did was make this such a huge story that it really put it on parents' radar. All of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh. And then my daughter would come home. I remember last year in middle school, she was saying how kids got suspended for vaping on the bus. And it blew my mind that 12 and 13 year olds would even have access to being able to get a vape pen and be able to buy the stuff.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Lots of reports of kids doing this in middle schools and high schools in the bathroom also. Yep. And, you know, I think there was a big public health campaign by both the FDA and the CDC to highlight the issues here, because oftentimes, you know, any type of tobacco product or anytime you inhale anything in your lungs has health consequences. And it's used really well for people that are trying to cut back on cigarettes and adults that can regulate the use and try to wean themselves off of tobacco products. But when it comes to adolescents and teens and tweens using this stuff, it can become addictive, and it actually ups their chances of using more tobacco products in the future. So it's good news for our high school students around the country.
I have one dumb question, because yeah, as a non-smoker, I don't really know. I know you get addicted to cigarettes and to smoking, but can you get addicted to vaping?
I think that's what, you know, the CDC and the FDA say, that the idea of inhaling anything into your lungs is dangerous. You can get addicted to vaping into the process of inhalation by these products. And it showed us that students that were in high school level and adolescents who used vaping pens often went on to use more tobacco products as they got older.
I mean, any habit like that is habit forming in
Correct.
Itself is addictive, right?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get it out of the kids' hands. Yeah. And parents.
That's right.
We've been vigilant. We have to continue doing that. All right. Dr. Jennifer
Wider.
You can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers. Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.